The R Word, a podcast series challenging the misconceptions about retirement living. Shane Jacobson is out to prove that the R Word is just that, a word. The R Word. Subscribe now in iTunes.
Many parents have faced the challenge of limiting children's technology use to the recommended 2 hours of screen time a day. But now the guidelines around children's use of phones and tablets and computers appear to be relaxed. The recommendations used by our Federal Department of Health are based on those developed by the American Academy of Pediatricians. And the Academy has now released new guidelines which take into account the growing role of technology in our lives. Dr. Joanne Orlando is an expert in early childhood education and technology, and she's on the line. Doctor, good afternoon.
Hello.
So 2 hours a day, not so much anymore, a little bit more relaxed. Can you explain why things are changing?
Yeah, well, anyone who's got children will know that it's hard to limit children's use to 2 hours a day. And this is for children from the ages of 6 right through to the ages of 18. So once they've been using technology at school and then they do their homework and then spend a bit of time talking to their friends via social media or something like that, then that well surpasses the 2 hours. And a lot of parents have been tearing their hair out saying, how do we actually contain the use when life today for our children just revolves around the use of technology?
Well, screen time is a very broad term, isn't it, when you think about it? Because, as you say, it could mean playing a PlayStation, video games. It could also mean learning in the classroom.
That's right. It means watching TV. It means using your mobile phone. It's anything with a screen. And screens have completely permeated our lives every minute of the day almost. So it's very hard to put that time limit, particularly a two-hour time limit, and have parents counting, you know, the minutes children are on their screens. It was a very difficult approach for parents.
Okay, so what are the new guidelines? What's the new recommendation?
Okay, well, really big changes in store for parents, actually. The first one was they had not allowed any screen use for children 2 years and under. Well, the Academy has now relaxed those guidelines, saying that children from about the age of 18 months now can use a screen, but they're putting some restrictions around that, saying, well, okay, if they're going to watch TV, if they're going to watch something on their device, then it needs to be with a parent or an adult next to them so that they can explain it. So it's not about putting children in front of a screen to babysit them.
All right, so that's up to 18 months. What about those 18 months to 5 years?
Yeah, so 18 months to 5 years, they're still in line with the old guidelines, which is about a maximum of 1 hour per day on the screen. But the new guidelines are stressing, well, it can't just be anything now. It needs to be something that is educational, that the child is going to benefit from. And they're really encouraging parents to spend that 1 hour with their child talking about the content, maybe, you know, if they're watching something on YouTube that's educational, maybe then playing that with their toys outside of screen use.
All right, and then when you go above that age from 6 to 18, am I right in saying that the suggestion is there's no limit now, that parents have to decide?
That's exactly right. So they've passed the baton to the parents and said, okay, you're all saying 2 hours isn't workable. So the Academy are now saying, all right, parents, it's up to you to decide. You to decide to work out what a healthy maximum number of screen hours is for your child, depending on your family, what's happening that day or what's happening that week, the age of your child. So it's up to parents now just to take a more individualised approach to screen time.
Okay, I guess there'll be some negotiations going on around the place. Good to talk to you, Doctor. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very
much. Dr. Joanne Orlando, expert in early childhood education and technology. I suppose when you add it up, from the computers in the classroom and then to be watching a little bit of TV, if they're watching some TV, and then to be playing video games or having a look at a mobile phone, you add it all up. It's going to be more than an hour a day for most kids. Might be more than 2 hours a day for most kids. How do you deal with all of that? Let me know. 131873, because I've got all of that to look forward to.
The R Word, a podcast series challenging the misconceptions about retirement living. Shane Jacobson is out to prove that the R Word is just that, a word. The R Word. Subscribe now in iTunes.